Well, hello everyone. If you are not on Twitter, you may not know that there's been a spate recently of female, specifically female influencers of various different stripes. I don't really know the names of all of them. I remember one of them is called Megan Murphy. I don't know how famous she is or whether you've heard of her or not. I've never heard of her. But, you know, anybody who follows this channel knows recently I have been slowly but surely trying to move people towards positive outcomes in their own life and to, in some small way, see myself almost as a kind of lighthouse, trying to guide people towards things that are going to be productive for them rather than things that are going to be destructive. And frankly, I don't see much light coming from politics at the moment. So, you know, as much as possible, I'm trying not to let politics eat up too much of my time, too much of my life, too much of my attention. And I'm trying in however small a way to, you know, just guide the people, you know, because I mean, to be honest, I don't think I'm alone in this general feeling. I think that this is something that's in the ether at the moment, something that's, you know, you could say in the zeitgeist, and I'm just kind of picking up on it myself. And there are all sorts of reasons for that we don't need to go into. But, you know, I've been in a pretty good place recently in terms of, you know, positive change and personal transformation. You know, this is an ongoing thing, a long journey that all of us have. And if you watch my video from yesterday and my video from Monday, I talked a little bit about some of the techniques that I have used over the years to this end, although we all have relapses. And one of the things I've done recently is I've tried to rejig my use of Twitter so that it's less political and that I just get stuff that I remember from when I was a kid, video games and all sorts of other things. And I've been making this series on my little gaming channel, Academic Agent Gaming, which is growing rapidly, by the way. Almost 40,000 people now have been watching the various videos of Academic Agent Gaming. In fact, I'll show it to you because I've been doing a Game of the Year series, which, among other things, has kind of served as a kind of like little potted autobiography of my childhood years. And it's brought home just how important gaming was to me. In fact, I'll share my screen here. So there you can see. There's me in my suit and my shades. And I'm going through all the gaming years from the year I was born, right the way through 83, 84. Currently, today's video was 1991. And, you know, it's kind of reminded me just how many brilliant games there are, how much I love video gaming as a hobby. And it's kind of something nice to celebrate together. We can relive some of these memories together because, you know, some of my experiences are mirrored by other people who are around my age. It just kind of makes sense that that would happen. So, you know, I was, you know, enjoying my new politics-free Twitter, and I was enjoying the relative success of my new, Game of the Year series, like and subscribe, get that going, let me get to 2026, etc. And then it was intruded by all of these. It's almost like these women on Twitter muscled in to my little turf there, and they were having a go at men playing video games. I can't remember which tweet it was that sparked it, but it was some woman who said, "There's nothing less attractive for a woman than a man who plays video games." And then all sorts of other women chipped in, you know, trashing video games, trashing men who play video games as losers, saying that it's unproductive, saying that it's, you know, they're just trashing video games. And I slowly but surely felt myself getting a little bit frustrated by this. I didn't get angry due to my, you know, various techniques, but it did kind of slightly irritate me that, you know, once again, politics was kind of showing its face. And I was thinking, you know, is this gamer's gate coming back again? Like, just to try to, just the universe telling me, like, you know, go on, get back on the plantation. And I thought, well, shall I make a video about this? And I thought, maybe I should. And I've got some thoughts about answering the the central question. It may not actually be the response that people are expecting. But I did want to address it because it's made me reflect and think on why are video games so important to me? Why did this upset me so much? And why has it led to, you know, this big explosion on Twitter that has, you know, disturbed the calm of my new nostalgia feed. Okay. Before we get there, pick up a course at the Academic Agency. Trivium is the bestseller. Logic, rhetoric, writing, those three things. It doesn't matter what you do, they will come in handy. Many other great courses available. The Mega Bundle is a great deal. You know, if you're thinking about getting them all, and if you think you'll buy them all, rather than buy each one of them individually, you can save hundreds of pounds just buying the Mega Bundle. But check out all my different courses. So, and also I should mention, I've forgotten to put the lights on today. So if I'm looking a little bit dark, I've forgotten to put the lights on and I can't really get over to that light switch. So I'll just tell you in my typical lo-fi style. Okay, so let's get, why are women attacking men who play video games? And, you know, I'll admit, I got a little bit defensive and I felt personally attacked by this because not only because I am a man who plays games, but also because I've invested a lot of time, energy, enthusiasm and effort into my recent Game of the Year series. So it felt really kind of like a personal attack on me and my like life and so on. And so I couldn't resist kind of having a little bit of back and forth with some of these people who were attacking it. And then the one tweet of mine that went kind of semi, I mean, it had quite a, you know, over 1,000 likes, which in my mind is always quite a lot, was the one where I said, well, how come women aren't attacking men who watch sports? You know, an NFL game is 3 hours long. Game, you know, if you watch golf, that's 4 hours plus. F1 is quite a long sport. You know, if you're watching Premiership football, well, that's 90 minutes plus 15, plus all the, you know, easily over 2 hours if you sit down and watch it properly. So why are video games singled out? And I noticed Nathan Hurd, who's a buddy of mine, the guy who's helping to do up all the castles and things at the moment, he kind of replied to this, and I noticed that he got a huge amount of pushback for when he said, well, look, in however obscure way, sports are, you know, heroic, or like they still have some link to the idea of like peak male performance and like this in a way that video games don't. So they're more socially acceptable, blah, blah, blah. He got a lot of pushbacks and name calling. But he did make me think, well, was my initial response to this a little bit immature, or is there more to the question than simply the kinds of defenses I was coming up with? So, you know, this Megan Murphy, for example, was attacking video gaming for being unproductive. She was saying there are all sorts of hobbies that men can do that are more productive than gaming, like hunting or, carpentry or whatever else. Like there was all sorts of other hobbies that she mentioned that a man could do. And, you know, my response was to say, well, the thing is, all of these things are productive activities, right? All of the ones that you named are productive. And sometimes men just want to gaze into the fire. And video gaming, for some of us, helps us gaze into the fire. We don't have like an actual fireplace to look into. Although I do sometimes just kind of stare at a candle and things like this, but most of the time I'm not going to be doing that. I'm going to fire up a video game, and it just helps me personally unwind for a couple of hours. Typically, the little one goes to bed 8 or 9. I get it to bed. The missus is a very early, you know, she's one of these ones who sleeps a lot. So after about 10 o'clock or so, I've got a couple of hours there before I have to go to bed, you know, typically from like 10 till 12, you know, maybe I'll get my Steam Deck out. Maybe I'll have a little go of Wizardry 7 or have a little mess around on Balatro or one of these sorts of games. And it just helps me unwind. It's like staring into the fire. And for some reason, as I've got older, I prefer to do that than watch television or watch a movie, or, you know, for me, I find it's my most, I hate to use this phrase, it's like a safe space for me to just hang out in there for a couple of hours. Helps me unwind, helps me escape all of the other things I have to think about for a little while, okay? And I just kind of can go into there, okay? So for me, I'm thinking, well, look, all of these attacks are really kind of in bad faith. That's what I was thinking, because I think that you can be successful, you can earn good money, you can, you know, get girls or have a family or be married. You know, you can get all sorts of things done, and, you know, you can still play video games. And I was thinking, again, because we're egotistical, because we're selfish and so on, you automatically think of yourself. And I'm thinking, well, this is an attack on me. Hold on a second. You know, I've published 10 books. I've got this channel. I've made tons of money. I've got a family. You know, I've not had a bad life or anything. And all the way through it, I've played video games. So what's all this thing about being like an ugly, nerdy, fat loser or whatever, just because you play video games? But then I was thinking that this criticism from women is actually, like, my initial response was to say, well, like, is this really about wanting attention? Is this because you resent the video game because man is not giving the attention to the woman and she doesn't like that, so she's trying to, like, intervene? I do actually think that there's more to it. And, you know, the thing that Nathan Hood said relates to it too, because what most of these women are thinking of, if we're honest with ourselves, is not somebody who's well adjusted, who already has a family, who has already made a ton of money, who is simply playing games in a couple of hours before bed, as I do, or as I imagine, who's another bloke around my age who's, you know, probably got more money than me. Dan Tubbs from Lotus Eaters. He's literally exactly the same age as me. We get on very well because we're the same age. I know he's made a ton of money in his life. And I know that just like me, as he's unwinding, he might have a sneaky game of Balatro or stick on an old wizardry game or something just to help him unwind. Okay. But women are not thinking about men like me and Dan. Women are thinking of your stereotypical shut-in job who never goes out, who spends 8, 10, 12, 15 hours a day playing video games and doing nothing else. And this comes in different forms, of course. I mean, one form of it is your classic kind of comic book guy, nerd or geek, right, with the tummy belt bulging out, and he's got his bowl of nachos or whatever that he's dipping in and getting all over his face as he spends all day playing World of Warcraft or something like that. That, you know, the South Park meme. There's that guy they've got in mind, but there's also, let's face it, a kind of variant, a more in this country we'd say chabby, or a kind of underclass variant of it that in America would also have their equivalent of like low class coded behavior, which is the guy who smokes weed all day, right? The guy who's playing on his PlayStation, smoking weed, you know, and again, he's spending hours and hours of doing it. He doesn't have the comic book guy trappings, but he's still, I mean, I'm thinking of somebody who's dressed like kind of Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad, if you remember that character. Okay, what I'm trying to do here is to steel man these women and to try to see, are they trying to get at something? Are they trying to bring something good? Are they trying to bring the world into alignment with the good, or are they just kind of attention seeking? And the thing is, you have to understand that when women say things, and I'm not saying all women are like this, but lots of women are like this. When they say things, they'll say like an absolute statement, or they'll say something, but what they're actually getting at is there's an emotion underneath it. Okay, so they say, well, all men who play video games are this. okay? Or there's nothing that disgusts me more. But you know for a fact that she doesn't really mean all men. And you know for a fact that if it was, I don't know, some like Chad-like guy, you know, who's great, who was intelligent and, you know, worked out and all the rest of it, and he happened to also play video games, she wouldn't care about the video games. She, you know, that wouldn't put her off because he's already a 9 or a 10. You know that. But are they getting at something? And they are getting at something. Let's try to give them the benefit of the doubt. They are trying to get at something, which is this class of person that we're talking about, somebody who is addicted to video games, someone who has nothing else going on in their life, someone who chooses to play video games at the expense of all of their other goals. And if you read what these women are saying, it is not video games per se, even though it sounds like they're attacking video games in general or gamers in general. In fact, what they're doing is they're trying to jolt young men who they think have given up on life, or who think of, you know, who they genuinely like, men who basically are opting out, who are choosing to play video games instead of taking life by the scruff of the neck. Okay, they're trying to jolt them into action, and the thing that's putting them off is the fact that, you know, like, they're not living up to their potential as men. That's what these women are trying to do. The reason that annoys a lot of men who play video games is because that in some ways is an outdated stereotype. Okay. And one of the reasons that it's an outdated stereotype is because gaming now is massively mainstream. Lots of people play games now. Also, there is an argument to say that when Megan Murphy says that video games are entirely unproductive, a complete waste of time, there is an ignorance to that. You know, I recently talked about Sid Meier's Civilization and how much it got me interested in history and finding out more about world history and, you know, the wonders of the world. And Sid Meier's colonization got me into learning about American history and things like that. Strategy games teach you in some basic way about resource allocation, logistics, contingency planning, and RPGs. I talked about wizardry there, you know, or a game like Dwarf Fortress, how complex that is. These games do actually teach you something, okay? Even at the very basic level, you know, I've been playing, I've been watching my daughter play Mario Odyssey, you know, seeing how the sense of achievement when she beats one of those bunny bosses, or she's got up to Bowser by herself. Okay, there's a certain grit and determination that comes with that, and there's goal psychology and things like that. But I don't want to push that argument too much, because deep down I'm thinking, well, yeah, but also lots of other things can teach you that. Okay, and there is an argument. I do think there's a valid argument to say there's all sorts of things that video games can help with, hand-eye coordination, you know, problem solving. You know, it can basically, to put it in video game terms, can help boost some of your stats in moderation. But really, I don't want to build my defense on that. I'm building my defense on the fact that it's just a place to stare at the fire for a couple of hours, and there's nothing wrong with that. What I want to say in this video, though, is that does not give the green light, or does that I want to try to give these women a kind of semi charitable I don't want to say win, but you know what I mean, they are trying to get at something, and the thing they're trying to get at is that it's not good if video games is all you have. It cannot substitute for life. It should not substitute for life. It should just be another activity that you do, just like all those other activities Megan Murphy was talking about, alongside, you know, doing all the other things of life that any well-adjusted person would do. So I just thought I would make this video to get it off my chest in a way, because I was one video I could have made was to come on here, kind of seething, and make like a combative video. And I thought, well, that's not going to be. I really genuinely, I'm being honest with you. I thought if I come on here and make that video, I'm leaning then back into culture war slop, and it would be a backward step. For me, for the channel, for the viewers, for everybody, it would be a backward step. And instead, I thought, how can we try to acknowledge the good point that these women are trying to make while also defending the thing that I love, which is video games? Let me know if I did a decent job or not. But I'm trying my best here to not allow these bits. See, these are all bits of the modern world. And even my attempt to escape into this nostalgia bit of Twitter is trying to drag me. It's like the Godfather 3 meme, you know, just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. And this video is me basically telling the world and telling Twitter, you're not going to allow, you know, I'm not going to let you pull me back in. I can choose how to respond to these provocations. And what I choose to say is, yeah, there's a grain of something good that these women, a good point that these women were trying to make. Maybe they didn't make it in the best way, which is why they ended up upsetting a lot of people. But also, at the same time, we have to admit that one of the reasons that we get a little bit defensive is because we know maybe deep down that I could be doing something else. Right? It is not the most productive use of one's time. It's a recreational activity, it's entertainment, it's a form of escape, it's staring into the fire. Now, these things are an important part of life, and I would never want to give up my video games, but it would be bad if it was an addiction, or it would be bad if it was, you know, threatened taking over all the parts of my life. You know, I used to play Football Manager a lot. I don't play, I've kind of fallen out of love with football, so that means I don't play Football Manager that anymore, really. But it was an ongoing joke that, you know, men who got addicted to playing Football Manager would end up getting divorced from their wives. And it was actually causing problems in their actual life. And, you know, at one point the woman says, it's between Football Manager and me. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to pick Football Manager. Clearly that man who's picked Football Manager is not in a healthy place, right? And I wouldn't want to defend that. So I'm just trying to think of the adult response here, chaps. Okay, I think that'll do. Let me know what you think about these recent attacks on video games in the comments. If you're a woman who watches this channel, lots of women on Twitter follow me, and they've been, you know, they've been they had their own views on this. But, you know, are these attacks, I mean, I think the attacks are a little bit outdated. They're built on outdated stereotypes. From a time where not many people play video games, yet there is still a grain of some good point that they're trying to make. This was also the point that my friend Nathan Hood was trying to make as well. So, yeah, let me know what you make of all of this, chaps and chapesses. And by, of course, the Academic Agency. Have a good weekend. And make sure you watch Academic Agent Gaming. If you go on my home channel, you'll see it there now as a featured channel with a bright neon AA sign. Click on that, subscribe to it, and watch the latest Game of the Year videos. If you haven't been watching them, go back to the start and watch them from the beginning. You'll learn an awful lot about games if you're into them. All right, bye all. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.